This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
You don't have a TV in your room, right?
I do not.
Oh, my God.
This doesn't make any sense.
It's real. Like, I've heard this before. There's a couple stories out about, like, getting fit and doing things to take better care of yourself. And the first one is about having lights or a TV in your bedroom is actually tied to obesity, and I do both.
You do, and you've been a health nut the last year or two. I, on the other hand, am the opposite. I've gotten fatter, but I don't have any TV or lights in my bedroom.
So I have my lights on like 10% at night.
Oh, okay.
Mostly so the kids can find their way in if they need something. I could probably stop that now.
Okay.
Because they're old enough to like handle their own barf or whatever. But so my lights are on a little bit and my TV, I fall asleep to my TV almost every night.
And both you and your wife are workout nuts.
They said people who have television or a light on in the room were 22% more likely to be overweight and 33% more likely to be obese than women who slept in total darkness.
I'm trying to think of the connection here.
There's something about, I think you're not getting that quality REM sleep where your body actually shuts completely down. Your heart rate gets like wherever it needs to be and you process all the stuff that's in you or whatever. So, this was done on mostly just women, but I would assume the same results go for men. If you have a TV or lights in your bedroom that are on at night,
not good, because
it's the reason you can't.
I know you got your kids each a television for their rooms.
I won a TV and I put it in my son's room when he was like 2 years old.
That is, yes.
I took it back when he was 2 years and like 3 days.
Oh, okay.
I did not leave it in there because I realized very quickly that like you would think, oh, 2 year old's not going to figure it. Yes, they are.
They're not that.
This
dumb
generation, of course. I'd like wake up and I hear the TV. I'm like, oh my God, he's awake and watching like little Einsteins.
On one half, I'm proud that he figured it out.
Right.
On the other half,
there he is making a bong out of an apple.
Right.
Like, resourceful, but awful as a parent. The other thing related to health, and I wanted to ask you about this because I think you're this way.
Okay.
Would you join a gym right now in your current physical condition?
This is what I would. You're supposed to. No, I would not.
There is a study out that says 28% of people would actually try to get in good shape before they joined a gym. And it doesn't, like, what's the point? Do you clean your house before a maid comes over?
Okay. I was just about to go there too. But before I had a house cleaner, I would hear all you people, I got to go pick up and clean before my house cleaner. I go,
yes.
That's dumb.
No.
Now that I have one.
Yes.
It makes perfect sense.
Because there's stuff you want to clean. It's not that you want to clean. You just don't want it's like, as long as they're in your house, I don't want them picking up my underwear off the floor.
I can do all that.
I don't want them like even making my bed. I can do that. I want you to do the baseboards. I want you to do
the stuff that I don't get to want to do.
Then that does make sense. But I think getting in shape before you go to the gym, God, maybe it does make sense because, like, I brush my teeth before I go to the dentist.
That I eat a box of peanut brittle before I go to mine.
You don't. You get cleaned up.
All right, Oreos.
Yeah, so I stopped and got a hot fudge sundae on my way in.
Yeah, I'm ready for my
cleaning. Also, some blueberries.
I'm trying to think of all the stuff you could rub on your nasty teeth. Oh, God, they're just like, oh. Hygienists are like, no!
But I'm with you. I do brush before I go there, so why would I
So this is, then it would make sense to want to get in some sort of shape, because it is embarrassing. Like, I'm in pretty good shape right now, and I don't like to work out at a gym. Like, I'll go to the rec center, and it's just a bunch of meatheads.
Why? Because they know more than you? Or
I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing anything. Like, I don't want to get a... Because half the new... Yeah. Like, at my house, I have, like, free weights. I have a basic treadmill, an elliptical, and then one of the Nautilus machines you can kind of change, like, from chest to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Fly, different whatever. And then you go to, like, the new rec centers and stuff, and the machines look like... I sound like an old codger. I understand technology, but I don't understand when a machine looks like an MRI machine. I'm like, is this a leg machine? Is this whatever? And then this hardo with his like mesh tank top is like, no, what you do is you gotta hit the button. I'm like, shut up. And they're just grunters. And
it's okay. I understand now. For me, I'd be so lost. I don't know what I'm doing and I'm going to look stupid. I don't know the correct way to do any of this.
Would you even want to get on a treadmill?
And just walk? No.
Because you're embarrassed. Because like the guy on the treadmill next to you. Oh my God, I'm starting to agree with this stupid study.
A little bit. It's too easy for me to find excuses not to go to that gym.
Because you just want to be embarrassed. Because this guy's all like at 2% body fat. He's running a 6-minute mile next to you. And you're like just plodding along on a treadmill trying to survive.
But that gym is there for
it is.
Me and my condition.
Should they have hours at a gym that are like...
Oh, that's a good idea. Just for
wasn't
us.
Wasn't there that girls' gym that was like, what's Curves or somewhere? Was like
only females only.
And then they're not going to judge you. Like they probably.
Although, can you think of anybody that judges more than women?
But not really.
Okay.
Right. They should have a no yoga pant rule in there.
Or something.
Like, if you look banging hot in Ruhrmann or whatever, you're not allowed in. Dude.
I know. So we kind of have to get in shape on our own before we join a gym. Is that what we have to
do? That's what it's saying. At least 28%. And the number gets even bigger. There's like 45% of people admitted they were too embarrassed to show up at the gym because they were out of shape.
Yeah. But that's what the gym is for.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to start getting in shape, we told you earlier, get rid of the TV.
That's true.
And turn your lights off when you go to sleep.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.